I didn't expect to live to see this day, and I was hoping my kids would, but oh my goodness, it's overwhelming. I can't describe the emotions.
That's Kelly Kimball. She's the chair of the board for Fairness West Virginia, a civil rights group focused on the LGBT community. Kimball says she was at home when she heard of the decision Monday that ruled Virginia's law banning same-sex marriages and denying the recognition of marriage from other states was unconstitutional.
It's just such a historic, monumentous decision that I just can't even wrap my head around my emotions yet.
Kimball's joy as an activist, however, was balanced with the realism that comes with being an attorney. The decision does not mean an immediate change for same-sex couples in West Virginia, but could down the line. The Fourth Circuit includes five states: Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, and West Virginia. When a federal appellate court says a law in one state in their circuit goes against the Constitution, it can be assumed judges in the other states within that circuit will uphold their decision. In West Virginia, Federal District Judge Robert Chambers decided to hold off on ruling in his case challenging the state's gay marriage ban. Chambers said in June he'd wait to see what the Fourth Circuit had to say on the issue in this Virginia case before deciding his own.
We fully anticipate that now his decision will be consistent with what the Fourth Circuit has done, because it wouldn't make sense for him to rule contrary to that decision and then be overturned on appeal.
In short, Kimball says, why would he rule differently than the way a higher court has already decided? Ultimately, though, the Fourth Circuit's decision is just one piece in a complicated puzzle. As more and more state and federal judges begin to rule on laws against same-sex marriage, and those decisions are appealed up through the court system, it's likely, Kimball says, the Supreme Court will have the final word.
This Fourth Circuit decision could certainly be, I think we expect it to probably be appealed to the Supreme Court. And what will likely happen is that the Supreme Court will consolidate all of those cases and make one decision that's going to apply to the entire nation.
Should that be the case, something Kimball says we could see as early as next year, there are still things West Virginia lawmakers would be required to do. Delegate Stephen Skinner, the first openly gay member of the West Virginia legislature, says don't expect state lawmakers to go to session next year and rewrite West Virginia law based on this decision. That won't happen. But should the Supreme Court overturn the state's ban, there are issues they will face in making state laws compliant with the U.S. Constitution as the court interprets it.
There are just many things that are not anticipated today that we'll need to fix. I mean, someone has calculated that there are 1,100 federal benefits to marriage. Well, no one has actually calculated how many state benefits there are to marriage in West Virginia. But we're going to have to go through and look at all of this.
That 1,100 benefit statistic Skinner is referring to comes from the Human Rights Campaign, a national civil rights group who says they're working to achieve equality for LGBT communities. The benefits are things like tax credits, pensions, and visitation rights in hospitals, just to name a few. All things married couples are guaranteed and gay partners have no legal right to. At least not yet. Should the Supreme Court make a final decision for the entire country, West Virginia lawmakers will have to go through and update state code when it comes to hundreds of benefits. For now, though, things will remain the same for gay couples in West Virginia. Judge Chambers' decision could come within days or take years, Skinner says. Then it's bound to be appealed and work its way through the federal court system. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.